Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos.
All excited about the Christina Lou
segment. It's the highlight of the week. There's no question about it.
Couldn't wait to get here.
We were just talking about the Great Neck Library Geek Squad.
Yes.
And we had the Hillside Library on earlier. The libraries, and Dan even said it, they're community centers today. Mm-hmm. They really are, and they cover the seniors, stuff for young children, stuff for middle-aged children. And this woman, I don't know if Dan knows her, Campbell Brown, she used to be in, I think, radio or TV.
I heard that name.
She started a program for children, and it's called the 74. There's 74 million children.
74?
18 and under in this country today.
Wow.
74 is a very familiar number to me for some reason.
I don't know.
I think it's 74 days till Christina Lou's birthday. The other way.
Right.
since Christina Lou's birthday.
I didn't think of that. It's amazing you made that connection.
Listen, I don't know. It's not,
I was going to say that went fast.
Well, there we go.
Otto, you're good.
Otto is good.
You're the best.
I like that. The other way. I'm going to use that one, Otto. It's 74 days. There we
the
go.
The other way.
I knew it was a familiar number, too. That 74 was really standing out to me, too, Otto.
You probably have a little thing that when
I do.
You wake
I have,
up
I have a clock like the radio clock we have in here, a little countdown.
Tells you before and, no, from and to.
That's actually a great idea. I'm going to see if they actually have that. So I'm going to put that on my list, Otto. You just gave me an idea.
In an app.
There we go. But, yeah, you tied into our technology conversation. You know, before the break and during the break, we were talking about this, you know, resistance towards technology. And, you know, like I said, Project Independence has those Technology for the Terrified classes that Barbara Melman provides. I think the next one's actually to come up in September. But, you know, the Great Neck Library is providing this. You can go on July 19th and 26th, August 2nd, 9th, and 16th on particular days, you know, to really have these trainings done. And
do they talk about the mentality of using the technique?
Yeah,
the
I think technical. Like, you know, these are, because I think on a regular basis, you know, you can go in and someone could help you quickly, but I think these are, you know, more geared towards, you know, more of a, because I think that's the hardest part getting past, right, is this fear. You know, and once you get used to it, you know, because I think about my own grandfather, you know, and he was very intrigued by the cell phone, but like, you know, none of us really, I don't even know if we'd handle, you know, Tasa with a cell phone. But, you know, because he was just, you know, so, but I remember, like, you know, at first he was like, you know, forget this. But then he was fascinated with my iPhone because, you know, the fact that he was a photographer and he could take pictures, and he thought that was, you know, amazing. Mm-hmm. That was like this instantaneous
thing. Did he use it?
No, he used mine. He would play with mine. He never actually, you know, got to do his own phone because that might have been too intense.
But that's another topic. You know, why do you have a cell phone and mentally you think it's going to wear out or you don't want to put it on? I don't put it on, but I have one. Why is that? You know, I think
could see, because a lot of our, anytime we have these programs recently, you know, geared towards technology, they've really been filling up quick. So I think, you know, we're all going to gradually start beginning to see a shift, you know, more towards using this technology. And because the bottom line is, that's where the world is going. You know, if you want to be in touch with your grandchildren, I mean, that's a huge selling point for a lot of seniors that we deal with, because, you know, they still want to be in contact with their, and any of us know, your grandchildren, you know, are sitting there. I look at my friends' kids, like, literally come out, you know, with their little finger swiping, like, knowing how to swipe. I mean, that's where the world is. So if you want to be part of that, I think it's really important, you know, to understand, and no one's saying you need to dive into everything all at one time, but, you know, gradually get into it. And like Otto said, you're able to, with these apps, make it, you know, just a couple of things. You don't need to have, you know, a bazillion
like
on my phone.
Texting as an example, all right? Texting is a way of life in many circles, all right? And whether you agree or disagree,
right,
the facts
it's the
are.
World, right.
And there's proof that it's not particularly good because it does mess up some communication. Right. But there are times where, Christina, meet you at 9:30 or whatever.
Otto's saying what, you know, our conversation last night.
Yeah.
For Neil Diamond.
Yeah, but there's nothing wrong with using texting to have a certain, you know, the argument is, oh, I want to talk live to somebody. Well, okay, when's the last time you called anybody? Right. So you have to get past this mentality that it's all bad. Mm-hmm. There are some parts
of course,
of it
that everything,
are
but that's
abused
like with everything,
and not
right.
used right. the right way. Mm-hmm. You know, like in Facebook, telling me you ate this or whatever. Who cares?
Yeah.
You know,
right.
really, you know.
Yeah.
But maybe a picture of some good event that you went to
right. makes
keeps
people happy.
You in touch with your family.
Absolutely. I love the Facebook ones where somebody turns around, I'm having the most romantic dinner. And it's like, well, what the hell are you sending the picture?
I know. Yeah, right. They just wanted you to know how romantic their dinner
right.
was.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, it's definitely, like, everything is going to have its positives and its negatives. But I think, you know, this is... you know, where the world is heading. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's important. We want people to remain connected. And, you know, we know how important socialization is. And the fact of the matter is, you know, a lot of these devices are increase that for you. You know, you might not be as able to get out like you used to, but, you know, you'd still be able to have some
right.
kind of contact, which I think is just important.
And
so.
Just one thing that I want to throw in, Suzanne said it earlier, it's in the Great Neck Library, but anybody in North Hempstead can
yes.
use the Great Neck Library, so it makes no difference.
Right,
where
absolutely.
You live.
And, you know, and all like libraries, I know, provide some kind of assistance,
right.
you know, to different degrees. So, you know, you just got to go and check it out and ask for help is the first step. Another thing that this we've actually been waiting for Otto to come on for this because
oh.
John and I knew that this would be right up Otto's alley are the quails,
oh.
Otto.
I happen to have that up here.
We knew that you'd be
ticks.
Very excited about this because, you know, last year the bat boxes were all the rage with
the
mosquitoes.
The bat box.
And now we have the quails, which I, you know, like Supervisor Bosworth, have learned a lot about quails in, you know, reading this press release, things I never knew. But North Hempstead's doing a program. It's actually really, really cool, where they're taking these quail eggs and, you know, incubating them and then returning them to their natural habitat to combat the tick issue.
25.
There you go. Otto's got the specifics on that.
And well, they hatched.
Yeah. Otto's been waiting with bated breath. They have hatched.
I think it's on YouTube
and right next
to
Otto singing Sweet Caroline.
Out in Suffolk County because
yes.
that's where they have the
And that's
problem.
What, you know, because I was wondering why they, needed
to. Suffolk?
Yes. Yeah, because there's
they're
going to
nurture them there or something. They have to, like a training program.
Yeah, it is. They got to make sure they're comfortable. We want to wine and dine them before they get those ticks. But what actually, because I was wondering why they needed to actually take the eggs, but they were saying that a lot of animals out there and a lot of cats that, you know, have been attacking them. So that's why they needed
oh,
to
really?
Remove
oh,
the
okay,
eggs.
Because
I was wondering, like, why couldn't they just hatch? But that was the reasoning behind it. And it's really great because this way it's, you know, kind of an organic way to
Absolutely.
Getting rid of these tick issues because it's really a serious issue. I mean, it's been everywhere. And, you know, God forbid with these Lyme disease, it really has severe, severe impacts. And the number of ticks has been rising. So this is a way with not having to use chemicals of getting rid of the ticks. So we got the bat boxes and the quails in
North Hempstead. It's, you know, it's great stuff. It's interesting.
It is.
Use of something that's there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's like, you know, really just and
for
and
a serious
the fact that
problem.
It's, and it's helping the quail, so it's got a whole great thing. So stay tuned for
at the end of
what's going to happen.
Eat them?
That might be. We're not
now,
sure yet.
This leads us to a whole other question.
It's
how
the
come,
circle of life.
How come
people?
Quails can eat these ticks and they're okay after they eat them?
That's interesting, Otto. Otto's always got something. There was something with the bat boxes too that he was trying. It was a very deep question.
Well,
how
does a bat? How does the bird know that it's a bat?
Oh, that's what it was.
Yeah,
that was
that the bird doesn't go in the bat box.
See, I was going to write a book of these questions to ponder. Just really,
that'll
you
be
know
that.
What? Call 311 Otto and let's see if someone could give us the answer
yes,
to that.
Yeah.
No,
because it won't be our department. So call 311.
What we have to do is get a few birds on the show so we can talk to them.
I'm going
to
put that down. There we go. We're going to get to the bottom of all of this.
Yeah.
But it's really something great. It's just another thing that North Hempstead's really always thinking outside the box and just doing new innovative things. So definitely check that out. And Otto, last week we also mentioned something that I know you love some statistical information. And I really just want to share and stress and give kudos to all the wonderful people that work for the Department of Services for the Aging Project and Dependents, because we're not a huge staff. I'm sure Otto is fully aware, you know, it's really not a lot of us.
I know them all by first name.
No, that's right.
All five of them.
But Project Independence has received 182,100 service requests since inception, and that's as of the beginning of June, so that number's even higher now, which is just a humongous number. And the fact of the matter is that since the beginning, Project Independence has received about 41% of all the service requests received townwide. Which is huge. There's a lot of departments in North Hempstead, and the fact that our little department is, receives that many calls is just is really amazing. And 20% of all those requests were human service related. So it would be health and mental health, caregiver support, bereavement, entitlements, food and hunger, no heat. And I just want people to realize too that, you know, this one service request, you know, you can call in for that, can really lead to a bazillion different services too.
Right.
So, you know, this is only counting just the initial call into 311. So it's just really the work that our social workers and nurses do is just is really amazing. So kudos to them. It's super awesome. We're currently at 12,289 members, which just keeps growing every day. So that's going on there. So check that out. CARFIT is coming up June 29th at the Campo Center. That's 718 Plain Road in Westbury. They're filling up quick, you know, so we're trying to get everyone the dates, because every time we give out a date, something fills up. But this still has a few spots left. I recommend everyone goes and gets car fitted if you still want to drive. It's a 12-point checklist. It takes about 20 minutes. They'll tell you how your mirrors are, how your seatbelt is, you know, the steering wheel adjustment. So definitely
It's simple stuff, but
it makes a huge difference, right? Because, like I said, I've actually used it myself, and it's quite the
The mirror thing to me was a
me too. That was my number one thing, and I tell everyone. I feel so proud I could to share that information with everyone.
Yeah, and truthfully, in personal opinion, it has made me more confident or comfortable about driving a car.
Absolutely,
because the blind spots
where
it brought you out of your shell.
Yeah, yes, it did.
I'm glad. That's it. That's basically our show for today. I want to thank everybody for listening. I want to thank Dan, who is the engineer today, but also Dan is the guy who runs the entire program here. And Otto and Christina, have a great weekend. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.